A Wichita native is hoping to pave the way for other disabled athletes by driving an adaptive bobsled in the 2018 Winter Paralympics. There's only one problem. Adaptive bobsled is not yet an official Paralympic sport. But according to some, it's only a matter of time. Abigail Wilson of KMUW in Wichita has more.
He's a lifelong athlete with a love for competition. At Wichita's campus high school, he quarterbacked the football team and played outfield on the baseball team. But in April 2008, during Lance Roop's junior year, that came to an end.
I was in a car accident. Yep, I was on my way to school. I was driving. Last thing in my head thinking, why didn't I listen to the radio? I just got my radio fixed, you know, and I looked up and I thought I saw something running out of the ditch. It ended up being a dog, actually, and it just startled me. And I just grabbed the wheel, went spinning, and ended up paralyzed.
Roop was paralyzed from the chest down. Now at 23, he's a sophomore at the University of Central Oklahoma, where he plays wheelchair basketball and is on the wheelchair track team. But he says those sports aren't competitive enough for him. So last fall, he went online and found a form for people interested in becoming Paralympians. The form listed all of the official Paralympic sports, like wheelchair curling and alpine skiing.
I just checked every single one and ended up getting a call about bobsledding.
The call was from Dave Nichols, director of the United States Adaptive Bobsled and Skeleton Association, or USABSA. He asked Lance to come try his luck at bobsledding. Nichols is also a paraplegic and a bobsledding pioneer.
Approximately 10 years ago, I was invited up to the Olympic Park as one of four disabled athletes to kind of be guinea pigs, if you will, and participate in driving the first adaptive sled that ever existed.
So what exactly is an adaptive bobsled? It looks just like the traditional two-man bobsled, but with a roll cage on top, like you would see on a go-kart. It also has a four-part harness that holds the driver in the sled.
Because when you're hitting 4 or 5 G's at 70, 80, 90 miles an hour, and the sled is up on its side, if you don't have the physical strength or ability, which some of these guys don't have, and they need the four-part harness system to hold them secure in their seat.
Nichols says the USABSA is the main force in the United States in promoting, recruiting, and fundraising for adaptive bobsled. And while huge strides are being made in the sport, they have yet to reach all of the qualifications set by the International Paralympic Committee, or IPC, that would make it an official Paralympic sport. Nichols says he thinks bobsled could be a full medal sport in the Paralympic Games in the near future.
Even though the USABSA, with all our athletes, has been rallying the troops, if you will, and doing this for the past 10 years, it's only really within the past 3 years that the international governing body of the sport, the FIBT, has taken us seriously as disabled athletes and taken the challenge to meet all this criteria that the IPC requires. So we're well on our way. The word on the street is at the very least, will be a exhibition sport in the 2018 Pyeongchang Winter Olympics.
And that's good news for rookie bobsledder Lance Roop, who has his sights set on competing in 2018, even though he's fairly new to the sport.
I can still remember the whole track right now. You know, you start left, right, straightaway, circle, left, right. It's pretty fun, you know. I like it a lot, I guess. I mean, I've only done 5 times, and I've crashed 2 out of the 5 times, but yeah, I still made the team, so that's all that matters.
Roop's sled training began in November in Calgary on the track used in the 1988 Winter Olympics. His responsibilities as the driver include transferring himself from his wheelchair into the bobsled, which must be done in a minute or less. After lifting himself out of his wheelchair and onto the roll cage, Roop scoots forward and down into the sled. Roop says he takes off his tennis shoes to make that easier. He stows them in the sled next to his thighs. I ask him if his feet get cold.
No, you'd think they would, but you know, that's a good thing about not being able to feel them, I guess.
Roop's first run in a bobsled was in Calgary in November. He describes the experience of going down the track as nuts.
I made it to the bottom, and I made it down there pretty fast, and we were shiny side down, which is our heads up and not on the side.
That run was one of the safer ones. The next time down, he crashed.
When we crashed, they actually forgot to pin my roll cage, so I came out a little bit and ended up blacking my eye a little bit, but it wasn't too bad. You know, you just hold on and ride it out, and pretty soon you're at the bottom and someone's with big old eyes asking you, you're okay, and you say yeah, and you get out and you go back down again.
He says the speed, the excitement, and the potential danger help him forget he's a paraplegic.
In the bobsled going down, it's unexplainable, really. I mean, you're really not thinking about anything besides getting down there, getting to the bottom, you know what I mean? The whole thought of the fact that I'm paralyzed and the fact that the guy behind me is an amputee, you know, missing a leg or whatever, is just totally out of my mind. It's all about getting down there safe. You know, you're going so fast.
Roop says he plans on making bobsledding and wheelchair athletics a big part of his future through continued training and fundraising. He will be in Austria and then Switzerland next week to attend additional driving schools. If he does well there, he could be one of three athletes chosen to represent the United States in the first ever World Cup for Paralympic bobsled at the FIBT Parasport Official World Cup in Eaglis, Austria, which runs from January 17th through the 24th.
We're running with it, you know, and this being inventors of the sport, and we kind of take a lot of pride in it, so we like to go over to Europe and show them what we're about.
For Only a Game, I'm Abigail Wilson.